smells like just money.
Okay,
like,
like money smells good.
Yeah, no.
No, what do you? Literal fucking dollars.
Well, what are you talking about?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he just smells like wealth. Like you just hell like the nicest he, fucking Tom Ford cologne shit. And shit.
You just smell rich.
You did. He d- I heard he does. And I heard. I did.
Oh, God. I see seriously.
No, seriously. Hey, is the mic still on?
Then a hip hop album review, Lupe Fiasco, Drogas Life. Okay, I'm gonna just start this off.
It's not positive.
I can't even phrase it. It's not positive. But it's not like all the way bad. But I was super confused.
Whenever you put your hand like that and then you start to say something, the five fingers, at that table like that at the same time. When you start off, you be like, okay, so.
When you get the tent, that's gonna be a problem.
Right.
When the tent goes up, here we go.
I listening to this, I was as confused as that picture you showed me with this nigga in the samurai suit with that fucking wooden sword, bro. I was just really, really, really confused. And then I started thinking, like, okay, man, this man been in the game for a little while. He's starting to. I guess he feels that he needs to switch up his sound and get certain artists. And it's like, okay, so what is you reaching for? When you came out with Food and Liquor and then The Cool, I was like, yo, I was such a big Lupe fan. And I even understood and defended Lasers. This shit right here, I was just like, man, I'm confused, bro. Because it came in with Dopamine Lit. And I was like, okay, I'm really fucking with this production. And then I'm listening to him. Huh? Okay, then NGL comes on, right? And some niggas is gonna lose in their life. And I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just a matter of life,
huh? We all just gonna lose.
Ain't nobody gonna win everything.
He said, I get it.
Yo, but then I'm like, okay, you only got Ty Dolla $ign. And I'm like, what is this sound? Like, why the fuck is this all this samurai shit and you're going for like a super commercial sound? Like, to me, that's not what Lupe is. You know what I'm saying? And then the transition.
Especially coming from off the last album.
Exactly. It's just like, bro, like, what are you doing? That's why I'm so fucking confused. And then, like, listening to this entire album, I'm like, some of these beats are beats that I would definitely like for somebody else. But Lupe, what the fuck are you doing? And then, like, I have to talk about Tranquilo with Rick Ross. I fuck with both of those artists. And then I'm like, what you're talking about, then what Ross talked about, and what Chris, how did you put that on the same fucking song, bruh? Like, this shit don't make no sense. The album just kind of goes all over the place. And I don't understand what's the purpose? Like, what was the purpose of this? Like, I don't get it.
He has to have an excuse for this.
He has to.
And there has to be something more. It has to be more than
can't be
one listen reviews. It has to be. There has to be a logic behind it.
That was his initial excuse? Was because of
No. He was just, he was just critical of people that were giving it a negative review because they were giving their first reactions to it.
Well, I agree with them on that.
Yeah, of course. You know. This ain't my first reaction, bro. I done listened to this shit 5-6 times trying to really...
This ain't my first reaction,
bro. And I bumped the entire thing in the whip like 2 times. And going back to that song, Tranquilo, I was mad because the beat was dope. Lupe didn't sound bad. Ross didn't sound bad. Chris sounded amazing.
Yes, he did.
But it was like, it needed to be one of their songs. It couldn't been all three of them. Like, and that's how I felt with a lot of this fucking, I don't get it. I don't know what Lupe is going through, man. Nick Young, you know that meme that he has?
He's like, huh?
Yeah.
That's, and the question mark.
Yes, all that. That's exactly how I felt. Listen to Sean, like, huh? Man, you know what I'm saying? Promise? Nigga's gonna lose? Like, what the, I don't know, man.
This nigga review his own album. You
just now seeing that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. He gave it a 7 out of 10. I think he was being very tongue in cheek, but I agree with him for the most part. I read his little rant. I agree with him.
Which one, the review or the rant?
Both.
Okay.
Both, because I mean, he was basically saying that people are listening to the album once,
twice at the most, and then giving up a negative review. And I agree with them. I think that's bullshit, and that's been a huge problem with how this goes. Like, people don't let albums sit.
Right.
People don't really process albums. They're just like immediately trying to beat everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like I said before, some people are able to do that and still give a detailed, valid, and sensible review. Not everybody is good enough to do that.
Right.
And yes, I said good enough. Some people, that's not your lane. You can't you can't listen to an album once and then try to put up something and think it makes sense. So people like me, I'm stupid. I don't if I do our first listen,
I don't have that talent.
I'm not smart enough to do that.
You like this shit though, HP.
No, I mean, this dude has one of the most interesting rap careers, man. And really, like, if you think about it, yeah, like you said, coming off those first two albums and then hit us with Lasers, Food and Liquor 2, and it was just, I don't know, man. And with this, I feel like the first maybe 7 or 8, I feel like it was something, a concept, I guess, that he was going for. It was something, because if you listen to the beats on the first, those first tracks, and then listen to Kill Law, Pick Up the Phone, it's, oh my God, you talk about poppy sunshine.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. Like, you talk about pop sounding, and I was like, hell, I checked out. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. The first, like, maybe 2 times I was listening to this, I literally was checking out from Kill on at that point. I was just like, every time I was going to, when I finished, go to the next track, I kept skipping it. And I was like, I can't keep doing that. I was literally checking out in that from Kill on to the rest of the album, you know, because I was like, well, the first one, you know, City of the Year, yeah, okay, is it homage to the Chicago, yeah, niggas gonna lose, you know, all that stuff. I think Promise was kind of like a play on how, I guess, rappers sound today, like, I guess, as far as like the repetitive hooks, repetitive lyrics. Because if you listen to what he was saying, I promise something, 10,000, something, 100,000, something.
The Drake song, I think that was kind of a shot at Drake, because it sounds like Drake. He's singing, and he's doing the repetitive bullshit.
It's
a fucking Drake song. That's a Drake song.
And see, that's what I was thinking too at certain parts of this album. I was like, it put me in the mind of These Days with how he was trying to mocking.
And that's what I mean. That's what I feel like. I think it was a theme he was going for the first part.
I think this was royalty for him.
Okay,
I think this was like a child's gonna be in a royalty.
And he was just trying to just go off with them trap beats and try to
sound. You want to do something different.
I get, and maybe, like I said, maybe that's what it was, that first 6 or 7 songs, because after that, nothing on that sounded trappy at all. Like, trap-ish at all. So, yeah, man, but I'm gonna have to be a no on this album. I mean, like I said, I don't know what he was trying to do something with them first 6 songs. And then it just fell apart after that. But, yeah, because when it got to High, after City Year, it got with High. High was horrendous. I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. The joint with Rick Ross and Crit was cool. But like you said, I think, I don't know if they, content-wise, they was all on the same page.
Rick Ross does it all the time.
He does.
He never stays on topic. Yeah. It's at the point now where I almost feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad for him.
You know it's bad when Rod don't feel bad for him.
Yeah, it is, but it's like he can't win, but he keeps doing this to himself.
He does.
After Tetsuo and You, there's no reason why Lupe should put out an album like this other than him clearly just wanting to go for something different. Now, you know, I'm seeing these theories out there that, this is supposed to be, it's part of this 3-album thing that he's doing, and this is supposed to be light and popular.
That's not no excuse. It's not. I'm not talking about you.
If it all connects, maybe, but you can't
do too much, man. No, this is a throwaway album. If they all connect, this is the throwaway album.
Lupe is at the point of his career where he can't be giving us throwaway albums.
I agree.
We needed a camera on his face.
You saw a little bit of his face. Motherfucker! That's how you was looking.
I will say, I didn't think it was as bad as the internet made it seem.
Ken.
No, the way the internet made this thing out to us.
Are you going back to this album, Ken? Does it happen?
Never.
Okay then.
Never.
So then.
But I'm talking about the way the way it was made out to be. It was like, man, this is like worse than Lasers.
You know what? Good.
All right, I can't take this anymore.
Go ahead.
Y'all are crazy. I think anybody comparing this to Lasers is lazy. Y'all need better material if y'all really comparing this shit to Lasers. This does not sound anything like Lasers. Mm-hmm. And I do not think this is worse than Lasers. Mm. I don't have a problem with this album.
Fuck that.
If you gonna sit here and tell me that Lupe is not rapping on this album, I'm gonna say y'all are bugging.
Lupe is not rapping on
Lupe
this
is
album.
Rap, I think Lupe is rapping on this album. I think Lupe's rapping.
As a Lupe fan, I'll take any other project.
It's not.
I'm not saying it's bad as late. I'm not going that far, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to hear this Lupe. I listen to Food and Liquor One, The Cool, The Pharaoh Height. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to those. Like, he can have, like, you can have this. You can have it. I don't want it.
Let me be very, very, very clear. I'm not saying that I'm gonna return to this every day.
Right, right.
I'm just saying I don't think it's as bad as everybody's making it out to be. Is this the Lupe I particularly want? No.
Mm-hmm.
But did I not sit down and put this on and listen to that first track and be like, damn, this shit is hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then get to
intro.
Yeah, Dopamine was fucking dope. Okay. And then Niggas Gonna Lose. I get the point, yeah. And Promise was terrible. You know what, real quick, Promise was terrible. High, I don't think was bad. I think the problem with High was that fucked up hook. That weird auto-tune hook that was turned up real high, terrible.
But
Lupe was fine. The only other songs I think were actually bad. Pick up the phone.
The ones at the bottom?
Yes. The three at the bottom. Pick up the phone was fucking garbage. It's not designed. That's the only song that sounds like a Lazer song. I'm not saying you saying it sounds like Lasers, but that's the only song that I think people could compare to Lasers with that fucking shitty ass Maroon 5 fucking hook. Shit was garbage.
See, I think that's the difference, man. Like I was a Lupe fan, right? So I expect more. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I don't want this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I get what you're saying. Like, oh man, you know, maybe people shouldn't be so hard on it. It actually isn't that bad. But see, for like a fan, like imagine Kendrick. Like, we shouldn't be like, oh man, that song was fucking horrendous. So that hook. No, we expect greatness from Kendrick, and that's how I felt about Lupe. Yeah. So the fact that he's not doing that, upholding to that, is like, I don't want this half-ass
shit. He hasn't
shit.
Upheld to that in fucking,
yeah.
How many years at this point?
I mean, once Lasers hit, man, like, it was, I mean, that was it. He thinks he's at the point where he can do stuff like this,
right.
And that his greatness will overcome it.
Overcome yeah. He's like Kanye in that respect. Man.
But you didn't put that much time into the game like that to be able to do that, but... I can't accept it, man.
I think at this point in Lupe's career, we have to come to expect this from him. It's just who he is.
I don't
you sound personally upset.
I am because I am personally, and I don't know if y'all remember when I did the Friend of the Peep. We did the Friend of the People.
Yeah.
I was mad the then. Yeah. I felt the same way. So
all those under those underwhelming projects after
it's
Cool.
It's some bullshit, man. Yeah. Because this dude was
that's why I stopped checking
really
for him.
Great. He was projecting.
Yeah, he was on a trajectory like this.
I don't get what's so bad about it.
It's the beats.
The beats are different. Like I said, when Lasers, I don't think he was rapping, and I think the production was bad. This,
yeah,
I don't think
like
the production
first,
was bad, yeah. And I definitely think he was rapping. And I think if you sit down and you put the lyrics in front of you.
Four, six songs.
No, B. I'm not saying, no, bruh, no. You gonna tell me he wasn't rapping on, listen to High again trying to block out that shitty ass hook. You're not gonna tell me he wasn't rapping. Even Nine, even Kill. With Ty Dolla $ign.
Is that the one that had the gospel at the end?
Yeah.
But
it was long. It was
rapping.
Real long. Yeah.
Like seven, he's rapping. Yeah. But if you sit down, put the lyrics in front of you, and tell me Lupe's not rapping, that is the difference between this shit and Lasers.
But that's the difference between you and I, though, like, because, like, I don't put lyrics in. I just want to put this fucking shit on and listen to it and enjoy it. I don't want to have to enjoy it just because I had the lyrics in front of me.
But see, but now you sound like one of them 15-year-old kids that don't give a fuck about lyrics, though.
But you know,
like, because Lupe is still putting. I'm saying, but Lupe
that's
is still
cool.
Putting lyrics here.
No, that's cool. I'm
and
not
he's still
saying,
rapping.
But like, even on Lasers, you know what I didn't like it. I said Lupe is still rapping.
I don't
on
think
Lasers.
He was rapping. On
no,
Lasers.
I think he was rapping. Still.
Lupe
still
was slapping the
content,
on Lasers.
I think the content was still there. It just had a poppy sound.
And that's what people say about Lupe.
That's what. Yeah, that's how I felt about Lasers. I don't know how everybody else felt about it. I just didn't like the sound of it. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was still rapping. I want the whole package.
You're not gonna get that.
I don't know if I was talking to you, but I know you guys probably remember. Remember back in the day when we had rappers that could rap, but they had a problem picking good beats. Mm-hmm. But we were okay with them because they could fucking rap. Yeah, Nas, Razzcast, some of his earlier projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this when I was thinking about this album. I was like, this kind of is like that. Like, he just, not, but you know.
Is he picking bad beats though? Or is he just picking beats that you don't want to hear Lupe over?
But that's kind of the same thing.
Is it?
Is that Yeah, yeah, because we always wanted the rappers that could rap to be over better production. That was always our thing. There's definitely moments on here where he's rapping, just the production is lacking. And I think about the conversations I saw online, and people were saying that the content is there, but the beats are not. And I'm like, well, that's kind of how it used to be for us back in the day.
Now, trust me, I get the criticism. I'm just saying, I think he's still rapping. I think his flow is still nice on some of these tracks. And
I always think, I never have a problem with Lupe rapping. Exactly. I always think
but
Lupe
rapping. But you do now.
No, I don't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You just said you didn't think he was rapping on this. That's my whole criticism.
No. It's points where he's not rapping. It's just like real hooky or whatever you want to call it. I want the whole package. I feel like Lupe doesn't give me the whole package anymore.
But you can't still be upset about this.
I am.
But you can't, Rod.
But he came back with Tesla and Youth, though. So, you said he can't, but he did Tesla
and
Youth.
That was one project in the past how many years, and the rest of them have not been like that.
But he did it, though.
So he still has it. It's right in his arsenal. Right. And Lupe hasn't lost his skill.
Right.
Because even in Lasers, right, the reason why I say I don't like this, or I think this is worse than Lasers, is because I felt in Lasers, the production was, I don't know where, but I got the content in Lasers.
Again, just to clarify, like, Lupe always gonna have a content. He's always gonna have a content, but it just doesn't come together as a whole.
But is he rapping? That's what I'm asking. Hey, Rod, look, is he rapping?
Get over when I say he isn't rapping. There's just certain parts where I feel like he isn't, but
yo,
me as a Lupe fan, I always feel like Lupe raps. It just doesn't come together for me.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's the main point I'm trying to make.
You were saying like this was his Childish Gambino royalty, but you seem to like this more than royalty.
You know why? Because Childish Gambino didn't sound good over those beats. I don't think Lupe sounds bad over these beats.
Okay.
When I put this on,
Childish Gambino was spitting over them trap shit.
I couldn't take it seriously.
Really?
Not
so maybe that's how.
That's
maybe
how I feel.
Maybe that's how. That's why I want to ask that.
Because I'm okay with royalty. It's not bad to me. Like, but you as a fan though, at the time, it's like you don't want that from Gambino.
No, you know what? You know what? No. Me as a fan, yeah, I didn't want that, and at the same time, I did not think he did those beats justice. This, however,
you feel like
it's not what I absolutely. This is not at all what I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna return to this over and over and over again. My sole point here is that trying to say that Lupe was not rapping on these songs sounds ludicrous to me. Yes, these are trap beats, fine, and then I don't really care for trap beats like that. Which is why I'm not gonna return to this. But to tell me Lupe didn't have flow, lyrics, that's crazy. I've said before, I don't read reviews before we do these. But before I could even fucking listen to the shit, these people on Twitter, yo man, Lupe album sucks. Man, Lupe can't rap no more. Lupe done lost it. And I'm like, damn, it's like that. Oh man, it sounds like Lasers. So I was like, okay, well damn, I guess Lupe fucked up again.
That's all I saw.
And I was, because you were probably on the same ones I was getting. So I was expecting to walk into this project hearing a bunch of fucking Lasers beats. So when I put it on, I'm like, are you guys fucking serious? So when I'm actually listening to him rap, y'all are fucking crazy if you tell me that Lupe's flow on these songs is not nice as shit. Like, Lupe did these beats justice. It's just not what we want from Lupe. And I think that's the distinction. People are saying this is a shitty project, a throwaway, don't listen to it, it's crap. No, it's just not what you wanted to hear from Lupe right now. After Tetsuo and Youth, is this confusing? Hell yeah. Because a lot of, like, the songs towards the end, I don't know who the fuck he's marketing this shit to. Who the fuck wants to hear Pick Up the Phone? Who the fuck wants to hear It's Not Designed? Yeah, Pick Up the Phone was definitely the plunge. Because it was like, what are you trying to do here? Because some of this shit, I almost feel like he's mocking what is popular rap.
And that's what I want to comment on, because when I'm listening to it, I'm thinking about the sound. Like, you have Big Sean, you have Drake, you have all these guys that have these poppy mainstream sounding beats that has this massive reach and appeal because of the beats. But what Lupe, and if some of these songs get picked up, what he's done is he's taken these songs that they would generally turn into a meaningless song, and he's put in it content.
Right.
That has, like, subjects.
That's what I feel like he did with Lasers, though.
All Black Everything, but not like this. Not like this. Like, NGO City of the Year, and some of the other tracks on here. Even the one with Rick Ross. I was like, damn. So I was like, okay, let me hear what Rick Ross has to say, and of course, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't know, man. It was messages all throughout Lasers. It just didn't the sound, man. It was the sound. Mm-hmm. Like, go back and listen to Lasers. He had messages all throughout that album, man.
The violent reaction on Twitter, that's the only reason why I listened to it that same day. Because I was like, well, it can't be that bad. And I was like, let me see if it is that bad. Because if it is, I want to laugh. And I'm listening to it. And I'm like, this isn't as bad as people making it out to be. And I felt very conflicted. And then, like I said, I'm listening to some of the content. I was like, yeah, this is not that. And then it hit pick up the phone, and then it just fell off. I'm like, okay, now I see where people are talking about the poppy mainstream. Because
sometimes
song.
Content can't save you.
And I don't even think those songs were that good. You know, some of the other songs, I was like, yeah, this is not bad. Beat could have been better, but this is not bad.
I just can't be hard on this album. I'm not going to return to it, but I just don't think it's that bad. I really don't. Like, when I put these songs on, I'm not gonna lie and say I was, oh, shit.
No. Again,
Made in the USA. Made in the US. I'm not gonna be like, man, that shit was whack because I don't wanna hear Lupe do it. Nah, it's just, it's not what I want to hear, but it's not a bad song. If somebody else did that song, I feel like everybody'd be okay with it.
That's why I don't wanna hear his next album. Because it's like, it's just a series of confusion, and then it's like when you give me something that I like, it's like, oh, okay, like are we back on track? And right. It's like, nah,
really
nah.
A lot of
all right, don't be throwing with my emotions.
Yeah,
don't be throwing with my emotions.
You know what this makes me feel like? I feel like Lupe can rap over just about anything now.
Okay.
Those electro beats, like I said, they weren't rap beats.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
But I feel like Lupe can rap over just about anything.
Right.
Lupe's not
a dude skillful. He's skillful.
But
yeah.
But see, you know, I'm a fucking lyrics dude. I don't really care that much about
the
beats much.
I got you.
Now, that again, I don't care for
And you don't care
beats.
For hooks like that either.
No, I hate hooks.
So you like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I get it.
But when I listen to these songs, I'm like, God damn, his fucking flow. Like, the way he's like, he just sounds like a fucking machine gun on these songs. Like, I didn't get that from Tetsuo and Youth. And that's why I think, like, this was, he just wanted to play right quick.
But you know what's funny? There was a lot of people saying that he sounded lazy.
Yeah. On this?
Nah.
Yeah.
Because people are lazy. Because people are lazy. I feel like they're not listening to
And this. Even if it is the first listen, I don't know how they got lazy and uninterested
on
this album. Unless they were talking about the last four or five songs.
Right, I think that's what it is.
Let Lupe play around for a minute.
He's been playing around for fucking years.
That's why you shouldn't be shocked. He wants to play around some more. Let that man play. He says light. He says joke is light. He's playing around. I think this album is almost like he's mocking mainstream music. He's saying, look at this shit, I can do it better. And that's fine.
Lupe, man, I've been confused for a while now. Especially on this project. I just need a better connection between content and beats. Not saying that this was all the way bad. I was just confused on it.
If you're watching Lupe, like, I don't know where you're going with your career or what you plan on doing. If you're going to retire after you release these two albums, I don't know. But, you know, it seems like you had something there in that first almost half of the album for me. You could strip this to an EP. It would have been all right for me. Make this like a 6-track EP. Because I really feel like you was going somewhere in the first half.
Moments.
It had some really good moments in this first half. I don't know. Hopefully, your next album, you might make me believe again or whatever, or you might get a positive review from all of us or something like that. I don't know, but hey, much success and luck to you, bro.
Lupe, if you're watching, not that you may care, I'm one of your harshest critics, because I think you're extremely talented and gifted, and I know the work you can put out, the quality of work that you can put out. But for me, I think with this album, I think you're getting a bad rap, and I think your past has it's part of the reason why people are reacting to this album in the way that they are.
It's coming off Tetsuo and Youth.
Understandable. For me, I wonder what's the intent behind it, and that's where my intrigue is at. And that's why I was on your Twitter trying to see what are you saying about it. Not what everybody else is saying, what are you saying about it? Because I think that matters. I definitely want to know what your intent behind this album. That would mean a lot to me and it would make a difference. But overall, based on what I heard, I mean, it's okay. And if you're able to take something like this and infuse it with content the way that you have and it gets picked up, or you have people are actually listening to this that like beats like that and they're listening to that type of content, I think that's a win.
You're saying if you're watching, which I doubt you are, because I'm sure if you even clicked play, you've probably turned it off by now. But I hope you made it through this whole thing, because what Ken just said I think is spot on. We really would like to know the intent. And not always do artists feel like they need to explain themselves. Sometimes they think the art should just speak for itself. But sometimes the art does speak for itself, but it doesn't speak in the way that the art, you know, the artist actually intended it to speak. So we're getting the message a little bit jumbled and muffled. So I would definitely like to know, like, what is the point of doing this kind of music? At the same time, I will say personally, this isn't something that I would return to on a regular basis, but at the same time, I'm okay with you doing this because we don't have anybody in mainstream rap like this. So if Lupe wants to jump over to that side and try to influence other mainstream rappers to rap with some actual integrity, then fine.